described in two parts, one where Abraham is leaving and one where he's arriving. And he's leaving his home, his birthplace, and he's arriving to a place where God will show him. We can see that it's a physical journey and an emotional and spiritual journey. And if it's an emotional and spiritual journey, this is a great description for meditation. Mindy Ribner, who's been teaching meditation for more than 20 years, has special skills that helps her students in both parts of this journey. She's a trained, licensed social worker and a spiritual psychotherapist, and she helps her students overcome their barriers to spiritual growth. And she teaches meditative Kabbalah, so she's able to bring her students to a place that God will show them. Mindy teaches internationally in synagogues, conferences, and individually as well. Lately, a lot of her counseling and individual teaching is over the phone because she's been traveling a lot. She's created her own organization, Beit Miriam. So her teachings are available on the internet, and weekly emails are available with meditative suggestions. Also, Beit Miriam, her organization, she feels is giving voice to the feminine, which she feels has been largely hidden within Judaism. Mindy was a longtime disciple of Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach and also a student of Rabbi Yitzhak Kirzner. And these two teachers greatly influenced Mindy's teachings. She has written 3 best-selling books, and we're all excited to hear Mindy.
Okay, thank you. Nice introduction. Before I begin, I'm wondering how many people here have ever meditated before? Okay, so a number of people. How many people here have done Jewish meditation? Good. A little bit less. Because Jewish meditation is not quite as known as other forms of meditation. But thanks to the great work of Arya Kaplan, as many of you know, who really made available to us in English many sources and practices for Jewish meditation. And we have within Jewish meditation a range of meditation practices that come primarily found in the Kabbalah. Yes, we want to turn off our cells. Thank you. You know, within Kabbalah, which is our mysticism, our great teachings, there's the theoretical Kabbalah and there's the meditative Kabbalah. The theoretical Kabbalah is answering the deep questions of life. How did this world come into creation? What is its purpose? What is its blueprint? And the meditative Kabbalah are the, come into the circle, please.
Okay.
Are the physical, are the meditative practices to raise our spiritual awareness. So in my teaching, I teach both Jewish meditation, which I call Jewish meditation, which focuses on, please come into the circle so we're all together. The Jewish meditation that I teach focuses on not only the getting the skills for relaxation, for focusing, for concentrating, for the kind of discernment that we often need between our emotional, reactive ego state and our calm, spiritual knowing self, to help us to have that kind of discernment so that we have choice. But most importantly, meditation is really to enhance our experience of God. And that's its most primary and powerful tool. But until we're really able to open to that experience, we need to be able to relax. Anxiety, stress, is a part of many people's lives. And I like to say, and I should put this on tape, meditation rather than medication. Because if we can learn to breathe, learn how to relax, we can experience more choice, more control in our life. So I would like to guide you in a relaxation, a meditation, and you're going to see and experience how I'm going to make this a Jewish experience. So, and then we'll see how time goes, and perhaps I'll be able to introduce you to a basic Kabbalistic practice that you can do on a daily basis. Meditation is a separate practice in its own right, but it also is a part of davening and prayer. And our sages created the davening, and within the davening, they put in all the secrets of meditation, because meditation was the prelude to prophecy. And in ancient times, there were schools of prophecy. It wasn't just that there was the few prophets that we know about that were the prophets. No, there were thousands of people who were prophets and who attended these schools where they learned meditation. And from meditation, that's the prelude for prophecy. Otherwise, it would be too much for a person to be able to withstand that influx of divine energy and light unless they had really done the spiritual practices and the work of refinement. So I'm going to guide you in a brief relaxation, introduction, and a meditation. So I'm going to ask the lights be turned off. And I want you to please unbuckle your belt if you're tight. So I want you to be able to breathe. One of the reasons that people are anxious is that they don't know how to breathe correctly. So we're going to start with the breath. Oh. And we're going to begin. I'm just going to ask you thank you so much. Before we start with the we're going to just do a measurement right now. I'm going to ask you to count the number of breaths. That's the in and the out is one breath. And I'm just going to time you right now for 1 minute. That's all. And then we'll try to do a check-in later, and we'll see if there's any change in the number of breaths that we're taking. Okay, so we'll begin. So just close your eyes, and I just want you to focus on your breath and begin to count your breath in 1 minute. That was a minute. So just remember your number, and I'm going to guide you right now in deepening the breath. So keeping your eyes closed, just begin by bringing your attention to the breath again, and as you inhale, the abdomen expands, and as you exhale, the abdomen contracts. See if you can breathe in that space between the pelvis and the navel. And now breathing deep in the belly, bring the breath up now to the rib cage and to the chest. Inhaling, and then hold the breath and open your mouth, and let's all exhale, making a sound like a wave in the ocean. Going at your own pace. Imagine as you exhale, you can let go of tension, you can let go of stress, breathe it out. Let's take a deep breath together now, and we're going to sound out. I want you just to sound out to really release. So inhaling. Good, good. Let's do it one more time. So the more you release, the more you are able to let go, the more you are able to open. So focus on inhaling and exhaling, letting go. As you inhale now, feel that you're opening the entire body. The whole body is opening. As you exhale, you're letting go. Letting go of the concerns of the day. And focusing on the breath. As the mind begins to wander, just very gently focus on the breath. Bringing your awareness to the present moment. And now as you breathe, open to the experience of being breathed. You do not breathe by your own will, but rather you, everyone, everything in creation is breathed by the One, the Holy One, the Creator of all. So receive the breath now. Surrender. Feel the gift of the breath. The gift of life. God breathes into you a pure soul. We say this in the davening. My God, the soul you created within me is pure. You created it, you fashioned it, you breathed it into me. Receive the gift of life. Receive the love, the power, the strength that's within the breath. This very intimate connection with God through the breath. The Hebrew word for breath is neshima, and the word for soul is neshama. It's teaching us something about the connection. Neshama, the soul, our true essence, who we were before we entered into this physical world, and who we will be when we leave this physical body. So it behooves us to know who this soul is. So we're moving our awareness now into the body, away from the mind, into our felt experience of the body. God breathes into us a level of soul that is known as nefesh. Nefesh is that biophysical energy, the chi, that makes the body work. Makes the organs see. So just imagine or feel that there is a bioenergy that circulates in your physical body. And this is nefesh. You may imagine that the body is filling with light. Imagine now that this light, white light, that's flowing through your body. And you can imagine it in the head, flowing through the head, down the neck, like liquid white light, flowing through the interior of the body. If there's tension in your body or a place of disease, bring the light there. Give permission to the body to relax. So only the muscles that you need to hold your posture are active. Everything else, relax. You can focus on right now, like, where do I hold tension in my body? Can I breathe into that? Can I send the light there? Can I listen to the message? Sensation in the body. What is it trying to tell me? You can place the letter hey in the waist and the legs, the hey representing this level of soul of nefesh. Bring your attention to your heart. Breathe into the heart. This is the level of soul that is known as Ruach. The soul loves to feel, but too often we are limiting our capacity to feel. So right now, breathe into the heart. Allowing yourself to feel whatever is there for you. the heart is the connector between the mind and the body. And we represent it by the Vav. So we place the letter Vav, the connector, from the pelvis to the heart. And if you like, you can go all the way up to the crown of the head. That Vav, the straight line. So just take a moment just to travel on the Vav. Know that the Vav is bringing you into alignment, bringing you into your core. Now bring your attention to the top of the head. Imagine you can breathe through the top of the head. This is the seat of the level of soul that is known as Neshama, our higher self. It's that part of our being that can guide us, that inner knowing. And we place the letter Hey around the head, or you can make the hay larger and put your whole body in the hay. I seek the shelter of the hay. And the higher levels of soul are outside of the physical body. Haya, which is this pipe, and Yechida, which is that level of our soul that we experience unification with God and all of creation. So just be aware that there is an energy that surrounds the physical body. And then place the letter Yud at 6 inches above the top of the head. And feel your yearning to know this place of unification. Now, as we breathe, you can just be aware of the hay, which is nefesh, of the vav, which is ruach, of the final hay, the top hay of neshama, and then the yud. So we're just breathing in, and then as we exhale, we're coming down the yud, the hay, the vav, and the hay. you're not doing the letters, that's okay. Just be with the breath. Going upward, expanding, and then returning. We say, it says in the Talmud, that the person's soul is God's candle. So just imagine yourself right now that you're a candle, and the soul is inside and it's also outside the flame. And the soul is radiating light. Ask yourself the question, what does my soul need so that her light can shine more brightly? And then return your attention to the breath. And take deep breaths, and I'm going to ask you again to count your breath. So begin to count your breath. Take a minute to just observe yourself, how you're feeling right now. And then begin to transition to opening your eyes. We're going to be turning the lights on right now. So I'd like to just take a few minutes. If you would just take a moment before we talk to make eye contact with a few people in the room. Because you know, the eyes are the window of our soul. And see and allow yourself to be seen. Yeah. We're hungry for spiritual intimacy. And when we look at a person, we realize that this is a unique person, and yet we're so connected, we're sharing the same soul. And so it's very beautiful to have that mirror. One of the things that I try to do in my Beit Miriam gathering is to create a context for spiritual intimacy where we can have a conversation with our soul in a way that doesn't normally, there's not so much venue for that. And that we can share on a soul level what our experience is and what our challenges are in terms of really living, embodying who we really are. Because we all receive so many messages that tell us to be who we're not. And we develop so many defenses and resistance and fear that keeps us stuck in a limited way of being. You know, the deepest question, you know, I think, I'm sure people know it, you know, Reb Zusha says, you know, when I go to heaven, I'm not going to be asked, why was I not Moses? I'm going to be asked, why was I not Zusha? So I know that this is something that we feel inside, that we want to live our lives authentically. We want to really be who we are. And this is also the Lech Lecha. You know, why Abraham had to, and Sarah had to leave, you know, it says they have to leave their birthplace, their land, their father's home, because they needed to be free of those influences so that they could really connect more completely with God and their mission. So every person, we all have to do a Lech Lecha with ourselves. I'm curious what people's experiences are, how the breath, did anybody have a major change in the number of breaths before and after? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, speak up so everybody can hear.
I went from 10 to 5.
Excellent. Excellent. Anybody else? Yes.
6 to 2.
Fabulous. When you get down, when you get down to like 2 or 3 breaths a minute, you're able to really, you're not only in a very relaxed state, you're very absorbed. You begin to enter into a kind of altered state where you're present but absorbed. When a person is in a state of anxiety, like I once had a person come to see me and she was breathing 20 breaths a minute, you know, because she was always breathing in her chest. This is a person who is extremely anxious. So if when we suffer from anxiety, if we just deepen the breath, we will be able to shift our state. The fewer the number of breaths in the minute, the more calm and focused we will be. So that's just something very practical that I wanted to give you, so that on a daily basis you can practice deep breathing wherever you go. You're waiting in the bank, you're walking down the street. Before you dive in, before you eat, before you say a bracha, it will be a different experience for you if you pause and take breath. You'll be able to be present for the experience, for the connection that the mitzvah offers you in a way that is not possible if you're just doing it in a hurried way to kind of knock it off. The breath is a way to be open. Everything in Kabbalah really is about light and vessel, becoming a container, a vessel, to be able to receive. If we're not open to receive, we're not going to receive. We may say, you know, that we want to have a God experience, but we have to do the openness to allow God to enter us, to be with us. Anybody have anything that they'd like to say about this brief experience? Any questions, comments? Sharing? Yes.
I found it really, really relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Great. That's the first step.
And I was uptight when I came in because I picked up a message that was a stressful one.
Mm.
So I just loved the safety of the hay. Drawing the hay around me, and I just loved that.
Yeah. There's so many meditations, unfortunately, in my books, but you can get, they'll order them or you can get them online. There's, I could give you like maybe 25 different meditations with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it's like a code. And just working with the letters, and I figured I'm in a pretty much an Orthodox group here, so you know the letters. So working with the letters is it's very powerful. Working with the letters of God's name is a way to invoke, strengthen your experience and connection with God. Yes.
Experience with Kabbalah than what I can.
was trying to give something that was a little beyond beginners, and just heightening your capacity to visualize. Some people are very good at visualizing and other people are not. Some of us are more auditory, some of us are more visual, some of us are more kinesthetic. You know, so if it's hard for you to visualize, know that can be, but you can also learn to visualize. And then you'll start to be able to see the letters. So that the letters, when you visualize the letters, you start to feel them moving and working in your body. So this was a beginning, and as you do more, the experience will deepen for you.
Would I have to read some sources on that explain how to, I guess, understand the nature of the letters and how they are assembled into the tetragrams and their role in them and what they do as letters?
Right. You could, you know, the one book that I recommend a lot, which I think is the most brilliant book on the letters, is Yitzhak Ginsberg's Alephbet. Because he, you know, it's a thick book, it's an expensive book, but the teachings of each letter is so exquisite that you can really learn a tremendous amount of Kabbalah by learning the letters. In my books, particularly New Age Judaism, will go into the letters of the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and explain it in the different meditations with the letters. Because, you know, the practice, and maybe we'll have time, we don't have hardly any time, but visualizing the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei in front of you, this is, you know, this is a main practice. I wanted to put it in your body so you can, because we're so much in our head, we have to come into our body and feel God, and that's the meditation. I want to feel God in my body. Yeah. That would be good. Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's a good thing. I was, because of the limit in time, I was trying to, you know, because usually my sessions when I teach meditation are an hour and a half. And you need that to go in and to go out and to integrate. So I apologize, but I'm trying, in the brief amount of time that we have, to give you a little taste of meditation. Yes?
Would you mention the beginning that you do at the end before you run out of time? The meditation about the body you mentioned?
Well, we had a little taste with the letters, and if time, we really don't have that much time right now because to do another experience.
Yeah,
Okay. I was just told that our session could go a little bit longer, because we're almost like, it happened at the right time during the break. That our session can go a little bit longer to give you another taste of a meditation. Yes.
I am not an old man, but I am utterly non-tense. Whenever you say something like relax or so, it is with candle, like I can levitate up into infinity. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes.
There is there's a meditation that's actually in my book New Age Judaism that is based on the teachings of Sefer Yetzira, which is our most ancient meditation manual. And one of the meditations in the book is about, I call it touching infinity. And the meditations are so powerful, they really take you out. But then, of course, we have to bring ourselves back.
Space.
Yeah.
And during my lifetime, don't get shocked, please, this is also for the audience, I visited physically 6 places of my reincarnation in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I have proof to all of them that indeed they did occur, not by my auto-suggestion or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's an awesome thing, you know, that people can get a lot of knowledge and information in meditation. Okay, so we'll do another brief meditation. So we'll do the light. Some people are leaving. I hope everybody signed the email list. Okay. So coming back to a meditative position, just be with the breath. Take a few deep breaths. And I'm just going to guide you now on seeing the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei on your inner screen. So visualize the Yud. And then the hay, the vav, and the final hay. And see if you can visualize them either in black or white light. And this is seeing God in front of you. Silently to yourself, you can say God's name as you visualize. And now, just breathe the Yud into the head. the hay is the shoulders and the arm or around the heart. And the vav in the torso, like we did. And the final hay in the waist and the legs. So you're inhaling the yud, exhaling the hay. Inhaling the vav, exhaling the final hay. And then let go of the breath of the letters and just be with the breath for a moment. Returning your awareness to sitting on the chair. Feeling the chair. Open your eyes. And we're going to turn the lights on for a moment. So this was a very, very, very brief, but I wanted to give you another practice that you can do on your own. And you can see, I could feel if we had more time, you know, there was a depth, there was a presence in the room that was quite wonderful, quite healing, quite holy space that we create. When we stop to breathe and we start to invite God to be with us. I'm hoping that people will sign my email list. And there's the bookstore here, and he has, you know, if you don't have the Kaplan material and you're interested in meditation, you really, it's a very good foundation. And then my books, you can, the bookstore person has this book, Kabbalah Month by Month, which has a meditation for every month, a meditation practice, that because in Sefer Yetzirah, again, which is our most holy meditation manual, it tells us that every month has a different energy, different letter, a different tribe. We read different Torah portions in the month, and all of this reflects the energy of the month. So this is a very invaluable guide. People, I've gotten a lot of really positive feedback from people who really live by this book. And there's a meditation practice for each month that is designed for that month. So I just want to make you aware that that is here in the bookstore. Oh, one other little thing, commercial. I have you got it. But you can get more on the website. This is very wonderful. It's meditative songs and chants.
It's not a meditation
website? No, it's not this, but it will take you.
Okay.
It's very powerful. These are meditation songs that came in guiding meditation. I don't know music, but this music just came. And we sang it, and then I had professional musicians and singers sing it. There is, on my website, there is a guided meditation that you can download that's available. That's a beautiful, short, sweet meditation. And that I am planning to put more meditations on the website now that I know how to do it. And you'll be on the list, and you'll be, get this additional teachings in. And I always say, I'm ready to come back to Toronto. I'm waiting for another invitation. So thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to have the little chance to share meditation with you all.
It was amazing. I just want to say thank you so much.